everyone. Welcome to the first ever podcast of When My Mind Starts Asking Questions. Each week, I'm going to delve into pretty much any article or thought or process that comes across my mind that basically triggers me, and I just want to get some stuff off my chest with it, quite frankly, before my mind loses itself and implodes. I'm going to be quite frank and upfront, and the fact that my thought process is pretty much centrist to right-leaning. I'm not progressive by any stretch of the imagination. I don't look to the left side of things other than for, material that just completely irks me, especially when it comes to politics. So if you're easily offended, like I said in the trailer, if you've listened to that, this probably isn't the podcast for you. If you're left and progressive and easily offended, if you consider yourself to be a woke individual, then my thoughts and my views are probably going to be very offensive and very against your ideologies at this point. So, unless you're here to actually listen with an open mind and potentially learn something from, listening with that open mind, then you probably should sign off now. Okay, so here we go. This week I'd like to discuss a little thing I like to call double standards. Mainly speaking, of course, to a lot of what's going on in the world right now, or especially here in the United States, where we've got these left-leaning politicians, Democrats in general, a lot of your entertainment media, and the sort basically wanting to sit there and preach and jam down our throats all from their soapboxes about, mask mandates and in particular the mandate for the vaccination. And essentially speaking, they're telling you to follow what they believe to be the right way. And I'm sitting back here saying, I'm a firm believer in personal choice. And with that personal choice, I'm also a steadfast believer that I'm not telling you how to live your life. You don't need to be out there telling me how to live mine. I have a personal freedom and I have a personal choice that's supposedly guaranteed to me as a citizen of the United States of America. Yet, however, we've got a whole bunch of these other people out there telling us, well, no, you don't have that choice anymore because, we're going to tell you what your choice is. And if you disagree with my ideology, and if you disagree with the fact that we're telling you how you're going to live your life, well then, quite frankly, we're just going to cancel you. You're ignorant. You don't know what you're saying. You're not following the science, which, by the way, the science to this point is not pointing towards everybody needs to get this vaccination. That aside, these people are standing there basically saying that you no longer count because you don't believe the way we believe. And that's just absolutely ludicrous. In my opinion, and that's basically what this show is all about. In my opinion, if I'm not up in your personal space and I'm not immediately violating your personal freedom of, your 3-foot circle or your 6-foot circle or whatever you consider to be that safe space of yours, then shut the hell up. I'm not here to tell you to stay, if I don't want you in my personal space, then I may say something, or quite frankly, I'm probably just going to move along. If I'm in an aisle and you're not wearing a mask and I feel uncomfortable, then I'm going to go to a different aisle. I'm going to go to a different space. I don't need to sit there and subject myself because of my personal choice and my personal freedoms. If you don't feel the same way and you seem to have this idea that you're going to force me to put a mask on because you feel uncomfortable, get out of here. Get out of here with that crap and leave me the fuck alone. Now, you do have a personal choice. You do have a right to say you have that personal space around you, whether that be 1 foot, 6 foot, 20 foot, whatever it is. I don't care. You have that right. You have the freedom to make that choice. And with that being said, then let me have that same freedom to make my choice. Don't come up at me with your damn attitude about how I'm unvaccinated or how I'm not wearing a mask and how I'm putting your personal safe space at risk here. Everything as of late has been all about the mandates. Mask mandates, vaccine mandate, mandate. quite honestly, if you're unvaccinated, does wearing a mask really help? I mean, we've proven through the past that not necessarily. And right now, we're also proving through science that even the vaccinated people are still capable of catching and spreading this COVID crap everywhere. So let's look specifically at the whole vaccine mandate and OSHA getting involved in a workplace safety situation where now we're saying that, you know, if you're an employer and you have more than 100 employees, we're going to make you tell your employees and force you to make your employees get vaccinated. Or, you know, just like the federal government, vaccinate or be fired. Lose your job over a fact that we're taking away your personal medical choice now. So you either kowtow and fall in line and believe and do what we tell you to do, or we're back to you're being canceled. We're going to make you lose your job, and then you're on your own, especially if you're a federal government employee. I didn't understand, or I guess I didn't realize that, you know, you had to be in a company larger than 100 people to be at risk of catching and or spreading the COVID virus. You know, how does that not apply to companies of 10 people? How does that not apply to companies of 50 people? Why is it 100? Why isn't it 1,000? Let's get honest here. If you can catch it, you can catch it. It don't matter if you're working at a company that's 100 people, or if you're just outside or in your house or in a public space with somebody else who has it. Somebody else who could be asymptomatic, doesn't even know they're passing it on to you. But guess what? You're now infected. You have it whether you've been vaccinated or not, because we've had quite a few breakthrough cases. So don't tell me that me getting the shot in my arm or wherever is going to protect me from catching this virus. It's not. We've proven it. Otherwise, we wouldn't have breakthrough cases and we wouldn't be discussing it. If it were a simple fact of the matter that, yes, the vaccine was like absolutely 100% effective and you're not going to catch the virus after getting it, and if you could prove that the side effects aren't worse than the actual virus itself, well, then maybe a whole hell of a lot more people would be out there willing to stick their arm out to get the shot. I don't know. Me, it's a personal choice. I vaccinated, yes. I have the shot, and that's fine. I did that as a personal choice. I did not do that because the government forced me to or anything of that nature. It was a choice of mine that I made because my wife had asked me to please take care of yourself, get the shot, and so I did. Does that mean I've stopped wearing a mask? Sure. In most places, and most when the mask is not required, I don't mask up. I am a high-risk individual. I have diabetes. I'm overweight. I'm almost 50. I'm one of the key individuals that's considered high risk for the COVID. But that's not to say that I don't put a mask on in places where it's required. Again, if you're requiring it and I choose, I have a choice at this point. I can either A, choose to put the mask on and come into your establishment, or I can say, no, I'm not masking up. You don't need my business anyway, and I'm going to leave. Again, my choice. I'm not the kind of guy that's going to sit there and argue the fact that, well, I have my vaccine, and I don't have to wear a mask because I'm vaccinated. No, that's not the case here. The point of the matter is, do I agree with the fact that mask mandates are in place? No. And I'll get to that here in just a minute. However, I also have a choice to say I don't need to follow your rule and can walk away. That's on me. That is my choice. And my choice allows me the ability to make a decision on whether or not I want to put myself into a position where I feel uncomfortable or I feel unsafe because I'm vaccinated or unvaccinated or masked up or not masked up. And if I'm entering some place where I fear I'm going to potentially catch COVID, or if I choose to step away and go back into my car and go back home and sit in my own safe space between my own four walls at my house and self-segregate myself out of the COVID society out there. Again, my choice, my freedom to make that choice. It's quite frankly not the government's job or business for that matter to dictate to me what my personal medical choices should or can be. Let's look at a lot of other situations here. Is the mumps vaccine or any of these other childhood vaccines mandatory by the federal government? No. You as a parent or you as an individual have a choice whether or not you want to vaccinate your children against certain viruses. Why is COVID any different? Yes, granted, I get it. It's a pandemic. It's terrible. It's killed a lot of people. But let's look at that situation too, and can we 100% identify that every death that was attributed to COVID was truly a COVID death? How many of those, I know they kept coming back saying complications from COVID, but is a stroke or a heart attack a complication of COVID? Maybe, maybe not. You could have already had other underlying medical conditions and COVID just exacerbated that, but it wasn't COVID that actually killed you. How many people died of cancer during that time and just because they happened to catch COVID because they had a detrimented immune system that did not help them in their ability to fight off the potential infection from COVID, but yet they still died and they had COVID, so COVID killed them. No, you cannot convince me that every death that was attributed to COVID was actually a COVID death. There's too many other underlying health issues out there and a lot of people where COVID was just a convenient excuse. I guess ultimately the point I'm trying to get to here is the simple fact that, again, through my steadfast belief that I'm not telling you how to live your life, don't tell me how to live mine, the government needs to stay out of it unless it is an absolute necessity of law. In this case, I'm not out there doing something like trying to intentionally take somebody else's life. I'm not out there breaking any laws by breaking into your house and coughing in your face while you're sleeping, trying to pass on a virus that I may or may not have. If I have it, hey, I'm asymptomatic. Have I had it? I highly doubt it. There's not been one point in the last almost 2 years, year and a half to 2 years, where I can honestly say, I think I may have had COVID, you know, last June. No, there was not a point in time over this, of the whole pandemic that I can honestly say that I have felt like I had the virus. Have I been tested? Absolutely not. And I probably won't get tested unless, God forbid, somebody in my family or somebody I know close and personal that I've been with or around for a very extended period of time comes back positive themselves. I'm not going to share any information other than, no, I haven't been tested and I'm not going to be tested. That being said, I would like to talk about the double standard, basically what this episode of the podcast is about this time. So I see a story last week, earlier this week, considering, you know, we're talking about the mayor of San Francisco. And, you know, she has her city's under mask mandates. You can't go to school without wearing a mask. And, you know, your kids are now being forced 7-8 hours a day to have a mask on if they're active, unless they're actively eating or drinking something, which we all know is a very limited period of time. Even when you're outside at recess, you're going to have to wear a freaking mask, because that's what the mandate says. You know, let's follow the science. All last year, all these Democrats, everybody coming out of the Trump administration kept saying, follow the science, follow the science, follow the science. Well, when the science started contradicting everything they were saying that was, hey, this is the science, follow it. Now all of a sudden, oh, well, science is not saying that, but hey, do this anyway, because, you know, like I said, we're going to tell you how you have to live your life. So even though the science now isn't necessarily saying you need to be wearing masks, we still have mask mandates all over the place in this country, specifically in Democratic-controlled areas. Why is that? I don't know. Take from what you want from that situation, other than the fact that Democrats historically have always been the party of, do as I say, not as I do, live the way we tell you to live, and all will be good. And the problem is we have so many people in this country now that have that thought, have that ideology that you're going to live the way I tell you to live, or you no longer count. We're going to make you basically evaporate from the face of the planet. We're going to take your job from you. We're going to take your voice from you. And we're just going to make it to where you basically don't exist anymore. We're going to drag you through the mud in social media. We're going to do everything we can to essentially make you a no one. Anyway, back to San Francisco. Mayor's caught at a big swanky deal, no mask on, when her city is under strict mask mandates. And her excuse is, well, everyone here is vaccinated. So essentially, I took the shot, so we're not following, we're going to say the science now says, well, if I'm vaccinated, then I don't have to wear a mask. And that's the stance she's taken, basically. But yet, every other person in her city is under a mask mandate, vaccinated or not. There's your freaking double standard. What in the world gives these people the thought or idea that, oh, well, I'm the mayor. I'm vaccinated, so I don't have to follow my own rules anymore. How many times have we caught entertainers, the media, all of these people out there in public, in enclosed spaces with very large groups of people, over 100 people, 200 people, 500 people, even as low as 10 to 20 people. It doesn't matter. The simple fact of the point is, you're basically telling everybody else out there, you're going to wear a mask because that's the safe and the healthy thing to do, and that's what the CDC, wear the damn mask. We don't care if you've taken the shot. We don't care if you're vaccinated. We don't care if you're unvaccinated. Oh, but by the way, I'm going to go to this wedding where there's 250 people at the reception. We're all going to be out on the dance floor, shoulder to shoulder, and we're going to be dancing, and we're going to be talking, we're going to be laughing, we're going to be breathing hard, and we're not going to put a mask on to protect anybody else because, you know what, we asked for proof of vaccination at the door. Well, again, now you're in violation of HIPAA rules. I didn't realize that, because you demand that I show a proof of vaccination that, I have to do that. Again, I don't have to prove to you that I've been vaccinated. Why? Because I have a personal choice and a personal freedom to make that choice to say, you know what? I'm not going to show you my vaccination card. Can I come in? Yeah, probably not, but that's my choice. I have now made a conscious choice to say, I don't want to be a part of your group anymore. I don't want to be at this party. I'm not going to show you my personal medical history. And in that being said, I understand that I'm not going to be included. To me, not a big freaking deal. If I want to be there so damn bad that I'll show you my vaccination card and violate my own personal beliefs and my own personal medical history is my personal information and not yours, then that's on me. If I make that choice to not show you my vaccine card and not include myself, so be it. But that's not what this is wholly about in this episode. This episode is simply about the simple fact that you have all of these people, entertainers, media, normal everyday life people you run across on the streets, in restaurants, wherever you're at, that seem to have this ideology or this deep inset core belief that you not wearing a mask or you not making a choice to go get vaccinated, or in the case of a lot of people, you didn't get vaccinated and you were willing to lose your job or you're willing to lose your livelihood over the fact that you firmly believe that the government and or your employer, it's not their job and it's not their business to tell you what you can or cannot do with your own personal medical choices. Good for you. The whole point in this podcast this week is the fact that you have those people who are out there telling you to step in line, telling you this is how you're going to live your life. Yet, I'm not going to follow my same rules that I'm dictating to you. Therefore, we have the double standard. I hope you truly enjoyed listening to me today. Not quite sure what we're going to be discussing next week, because I take this from a week-by-week basis, and I spend some time scouring the news sites, Fox News, MSNBC, CNN, some of those other ones that I kind of look at and see if I come across a story that strikes my fancy, or just from everyday conversation with people out in the public, and maybe someone's thought that either meshes with mine or doesn't, and I sit back thinking, wow, that really makes sense, or holy moly, have you lost your freaking mind? Because I hate to say it, folks, there are a lot of people right now who have absolutely leaped from the highest pier they could find into the abyss of mindless banter and crap that just makes absolutely no freaking sense. Again, I hope you enjoyed this week. If you like what you've heard, pass it on to friends. I'd appreciate it, and have a good week.